How long have you coached at Los Gatos High School?
This is my 12th season here, and I've been with the women's team for 10.
How is this particular season different from past seasons?
It's one of the younger teams that I've coached here at Los Gatos before, and having a lot less experience has been a new challenge for the coaching staff for a varsity group, but we're taking it on as a new challenge and really enjoying it.
What were your expectations for this team coming into the season, and how have they changed?
Expectations were unknown. The coaching staff met a few times in the offseason, not really knowing what we were going to get because we were having a mix of new talent coming in and some kids that are a little less experienced. I haven't played a lot of offseason ball, so we went in with an open mind. We didn't want to set any expectations that weren't going to be realistic, and we also didn't want to set the bar too low. As the season's gone on, we've raised the bar quite a bit. We expect a good shot at another league title, make it number 6 in 6 years, so that'd be a lot of fun. But really the only expectation, the only goals we really have is to get better every game, and I think from where we started to where we are right now, we're night and day already a different team, and it's only been 6 weeks.
What are some of the things the team can improve on, and what are some areas they succeed in?
We can definitely find a little bit more success on the offensive side of the ball, but that's one of those things that comes with experience. We've steadily been increasing our offense, and that's just because we're gaining more experience as the year's going on, as the season's going on. Places that we're strong is defensively. We have smart kids, we have hardworking kids, and that's what defense is. It's people, kids who want to think and kids who want to work hard. You can teach that. The offensive part only comes from athleticism and experience. And right now we have a lot of athleticism, but we don't have the experience quite yet. And that's what we're improving upon.
How do you design drills to treat problem areas?
I'm lucky enough to have a great coaching staff to work with. And after every game, we figure out what's going correctly and what needs to be improved upon. And we sit down and figure out what's going wrong. And we, as a group, figure out what are some pertinent situational drills and then what are some skill drills that are going to be contributing to solving the problem.
Why specifically was the team so successful in the Palo Alto game?
You know, if I could tell you, I would. It's a tough question because because we're a young team, also what comes along with that is inconsistency. And we've had inconsistent play as the season went on. I mean, we're playing well and we're winning games, but I mean, we have some games where we have our first two quarters of a game and it looks like it's our first day in the water. And then we have another two quarters in a game where we look like we're world beaters. So finding that consistency is going to be very tough. I think they were pretty motivated in the Pali game. It's definitely a rivalry game in our league. And also, our JV team lost earlier that day against Palo Alto. And it's the first time that they've lost to Palo Alto in as long as I've been here. And I know that the varsity team at Palo Alto hasn't beat our girls in 9 years, I believe, off the top of my head. And they were really stoked to keep that streak going, so they came out ready to go.
What are your goals for the rest of the season?
Win a league title. Obviously, there's a lot of little goals, a lot of things we have to accomplish before that, but that's going to be the ultimate goal. And then, depending on what division we fall into for CCS, you know, make a good postseason push in the sectional championships as well.